And yes, that could have been the sound as I was walking through the hospital earlier today, but we still managed to find a couple of staff in Alverston Ward and bring you today our Easter staff special from Alverston Ward. Welcome to They Don't Make 'em Like They Used To. Hang on a second. And after that incredibly slick production, all that's left to introduction, all that's left to tell you is that my name is Tosin. We're broadcasting from Sunshine Radio at St. Mary's on the St. Mary's Hospital on the Isle of Wight. And with me tonight, as always, are Joe. Hang on a second. Joe?
Hello.
There you are. Sharon?
Hello.
And unfortunately, Sean will not be with us today.
Sorry, Sean.
Yes, sorry, Sean. I mean, after Joe had through a hissy fit, we have to remember those who are not
we
here with
us. We have to say Sean's not here and we're greatly missing you.
We are greatly missing you, Sean, wherever you are. Today on the show, we shall be joined by Louise, by Kirsten, by Kim, by Olive, by Sam, and special thanks also to Elizabeth, all of these people who work in Alverston Ward in the hospital, which, as we said, we have adopted as our pet ward on this show. Yeah, and who have also adopted us in return. They are joining us today because we're having an Alverston staff special, because last week, after speaking to the patients, and they also threw their hissy fit saying, why don't you speak to us? So today is our Easter staff special. So happy Easter to you guys, or happy Good Friday, or Good
Isn't
Friday.
Isn't it nice that people are arguing over us?
It is good that people are arguing over us. People actually want to have us come in. It's pretty cool. I mean, I know the last week we spoke to a lady called Mavis Blanche in Alverston Ward.
Yeah, I saw the comment.
On Facebook.
Yeah, how funny was that? People do listen.
People actually do listen to us. People do listen to us. And they say, come listen, I'm on the radio. Come check it out. Come check it out. Although she also said I had very, very nice teeth.
Hey.
Well, I've been saying that for years.
You have got very nice teeth.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, as far as compliments go, that's a great one. That is a great one. So anyway, what do we do here on They Don't Make 'em Like They Used To? We talk about old movies, films made pre-80s, films that we think are bona fide classics. And as the name says, they don't make them like they used to. Every week we choose a couple of films and we also ask people in the hospital what films are they think are great, usually asking them two questions. What's the first film they saw in the cinema and what is their favorite film they've ever seen in the cinema? This week, Sharon is kicking us off by choosing a film that she thinks is a bona fide classic. Sharon, will you please tell us what film you've chosen this week?
Yes, in keeping with the day, Good Friday, I've chosen Jesus Christ Superstar from 1973.
Jesus Christ Superstar from 1973. Okay, and here we go, only thing to play from that. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. Yay, cool, Jesus Christ Superstar. So, Sharon, why? Well, besides the fact it's Good Friday, why Jesus Christ?
Yeah, what's the film about, Sharon?
Well, I'll tell you. The premise of the film, basically, is there's a group of students travelling around the holy places in 1973 who put on a passion play in some ancient monuments in the Negev Desert. And they turn up in their tour bus and they unload their bus, and that's when the first opening scene starts. And then they get dished out their costumes, and as they get their costumes on, they start inhabiting the characters. And each person explores the last 5 days of Jesus' life, as if to say, you know, finding out, taken away, what they're finding out this in the song. They want to work out the myth from the man. Who was Jesus? They're just exploring that idea of who Jesus was.
All right.
Without actually coming to any conclusions, actually. But that's what I like about it. It doesn't tell you who he is. They ask the question, who are you? What are you? Do you think you're who you say you are? And that's what I really like about it, because a lot of the biblical epics, like The Greatest Story Ever Told and Ben-Hur, it's all there at this. Like, yeah, this is who Jesus is. End of story. This one is us asking the question, who is Jesus?
Yeah.
Which I really like. And each song is from the perspective of that particular character. So there's no sympathetic characters, there's no bad characters. It's just all from their point of view. So you open up with Judas saying, you know, where's everything? Why has it all gone wrong? In that doubt creeping into his life. Then you've got Mary, I don't know how to love him. She's confused about it. It's just unlike any relationship she's ever had before.
Yeah.
Then you've got the disciples, you know, hey, this is really cool. This is going to set me up forever. I'm going to be the disciple of this great teacher. And then when it all starts to go wrong, they're like, what's going on? Why is it going wrong? When it's not going wrong, if you believe the Bible story, it's actually going right.
Yeah.
But they're thinking everything's falling apart. And then you see them falling apart. I just love it. I love the music. I love the fact that it's so funky in that early 70s sort of way.
Yeah.
And the fact that Jesus is the only one who wears like the white nightie. Everyone else is in that their funky, hippy-dippy wear.
Yeah.
Like all the disciples are slightly long, their long hair, they've got the dippy clothes, they've got like, they're embroidered, all they've got their tunics. All the Roman soldiers have short hair. They wear purple t-shirts and vests and boots and they carry guns. And it's...
Yeah, well, the thing is, all the disciples are long-haired hippies. It's all apart from Judas, isn't it?
Judas, he's got very... Yeah, he's very cool.
He's black.
He's like Shaft. He's like... he's the Shaft of this film.
He is. Okay, because it's... all right, because... Jesus Christ Superstar, the film anyway, is done as a sort of 70s hippie musical.
Yeah.
So if you look at the quintessential 70s hippie musical, which is Hair, it's kind of like Judas is essentially playing, it's like HUD. It's played in the same way as like HUD is played in Hair.
Yeah.
So he's just kind of like this cooler than cool character.
He's so cool.
Who gets all the funk songs.
He's ice cold. Yeah, he's so cool.
So, okay, all right.
And Simon Zelotes, he's black as well, and he's cool. He's mad, but he's cool.
Because this is dubbed by Carl Anderson, and I think that the song, the character Jesus is played by, and the song Jesus Christ Superstar is mainly Judas singing.
Yes.
And it's done by, and he goes, at the beginning, it's kind of all nice and polite, and then it goes all sort of crazy, hippie funk towards the end.
Yeah.
Which I just kind of like that, personally speaking, from my perspective. I love the funk. But yes.
Do you like the Blues Brothers, Tosin?
The Blues Brothers.
Do you like that film?
It's funny that you should ask that, Joe. I mean, I think that is the best film ever made. I mean, if you're going to ask me, I mean, if you're going to get James Brown, Aretha Franklin. Anyway, back to Jesus Christ. Yeah.
This film ends on Good Friday as well, because it's looking at the myth, taking the myth away from the man.
Mm-hmm.
It's not telling you, doesn't touch on anything happened after Easter, after Good Friday.
Yeah.
So it takes you up to the crucifixion and it ends there. So some people think, oh, it ends on a real downer, but it ends on like a contemplative note saying, you know, you have to decide whether you think this is where the story ends or whether it does go on beyond this point.
Okay.
And it doesn't tell you how it ends or how it goes on beyond that point. It leaves it to the viewer, which I just think is a good way of leaving it, because that's the question, you know, that Peter asked, you know, who do you say I am?
Yeah.
And that's the question that this film, and to me, this is what this question, the question the film asks is, yeah, who do you think he was?
Cool. So it's not like Jesus is some prototype Superman or something like that.
No, he's very real in this. And Ted Neely, he plays him beautifully, I think. He's very sympathetic. He's, you know, got a lovely rock voice.
Mm-hmm.
He sings all his songs with sort of passion and sincerity. And I think Gethsemane, the way Ted Neely sings it, is just still raises the hairs on your arms. And cool. Yeah, he's just great.
So Gethsemane, that would be like the big Jesus, I'm going to die song.
Yes, yeah. Okay. I only want to know. That starts anyone.
No,
to
you
know.
Just ruined it. He dies.
Sorry, spoiler alert, anyone?
Spoiler alert, Jesus Christ Superstar might involve a rather key character dying.
Oh.
Yeah. And there's some seriously cool moments in there. I think it's just a great film. And there's like when they go into the temple and Jesus overturns the money changers, throws out the money changers and all these things. And one of the revolving stands is a money changer, and it's an old £5 note. And you see the Queen's image on there from like a 1970s £5 note.
Yeah.
And there's a dollar bill and there's all sorts of modern day money. So it just reminds you that this is a passion play. This is not the story of Jesus. This is a group of students putting on a passion play.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fantastic.
Because that's the thing that always confused me about Jesus Christ Superstar, because I grew up in a church. So as anybody who grew up in a church, you know all the stories back to front.
Yeah.
You know all the kind of stuff that happens. You know all about Judas and Jesus and all that kind of stuff. Then you see Jesus Christ Superstar and you see a guy wearing some sort of weird leather trousers and all that kind of stuff. And I was just kind of like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, someone didn't do their research.
That was the first thing that I thought. I was
and
like,
you get tanks at one point when Judas is going through his mental torment. He's crouching down and then over the hill come all these tanks.
Yeah.
You don't get tanks in the biblical.
I was going to say they didn't have like 2,000 years.
No, 2,000 years ago.
The Romans did. They just kept it very, very quiet.
Secret weapons.
Yeah.
Pull that tank.
And it's things like that. I think it was also a case of there was always a case of like going up in the church, going, "Who is this Andrew Lloyd Webber coming in? Who does this heathen think he is coming here and touching our Jesus?"
I think that's what, to me, that's what I like about this film, because it was not made by Christians, because it was made by people who wanted to ask that question. You know, who was this Jesus Christ? And I like that. I like that idea as well, because there's lots of things out there that from by Christians for Christians, and I think this is quite a good idea that someone is just curious.